Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is mistletoe, also known in scientific lingo as Viscum album. A unique plant, mistletoe is somewhat parasitic, as it must live off of other trees. Not just this, but it seems to defy what's considered normal. It fruits in the winter and basically seems to ignore the sun for its growth and flowering. Around 1920, Rudolf Steiner, founder of anthroposophy, first made a preparation of mistletoe, now called Iscador, for cancer therapy. In experimental trials, Iscador does not appear to be useful for cancer as a standalone therapy, so has been dismissed by American oncologists. A number of studies do, however, suggest Iscador's use as a complementary treatment, along with conventional treatments such as chemotherapy. More specifically, survival time in cancer patients using Iscador, along with standard drugs, is considerably increased. The late great German herbal physician Rudolf Weiss suggested Iscador worked in a non-specific manner to stimulate the body's immune system. This sounds like many other natural therapies, even aerobic exercise. Interestingly, it is well accepted now that exercise is a useful adjunct therapy in various cancer treatments, breast cancer for one. The anthroposophical literature for Iscador's use for cancer involves achieving a definite reaction of the body, especially fever. Here we see more specifically what we mean by stimulating the immune system, literally putting the body into one of nature's most basic experience for combating illness. Perhaps we can also see how this could be the opposite of many conventional approaches to various illnesses, such as using aspirin to suppress a fever, and antibiotics to do something similar. Even good old exercise will raise one's body temperature for a time. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.